This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And perhaps the two most pressing questions on the table for this greatest nation on God's green earth happen to be, what do you do about an international thug named Vladimir Putin, and what happens when war, if war, actually breaks out? And number two, what do you do about the huge explosion of thuggery, of violent crime, of out-of-control cities, of out-of-control buses and subways and public places that we suffer here in the United States? Somebody who has written, I think, extremely insightfully on both subjects is my friend Dr. Charles Lipson, who is a professor emeritus of political science at University of Chicago. And his columns appear all over the world in The Spectator, in Real Clear Politics, in The Wall Street Journal, and many more. And you can actually see some of his most recent columns by clicking at michaelmedved.com. We have his source, free source, for all of this information up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Charles, it is great to speak to you, though the circumstances are problematic. Let's first talk about...
You know, Michael, I once went down to, I think it was NBC in Chicago, and I was getting some water at the water cooler, and one of the announcers came over, and he said, "It's good to see you again." And I said, "To tell you the truth, it's never going to be good when I'm down here."
Okay, so let's talk about the problems close at home right now.
Okay.
Are you, like I think many of us are, a little bit surprised at how rapidly the public safety seems to have fallen apart, and the crime rate? We've had all-time high murder rates in 20 major American cities that people, I don't think, feel as safe as they did even 2 years ago, 3 years ago. First of all, what is going on? And second of all, I want to speak about what you wrote about, which is this great opportunity that Joe Biden ignored.
It is striking how things have fallen apart, and it's since the Biden administration is so busy talking about root causes. The root cause is it is two things. One is a kind of social collapse among the underclass in the African American community, and the second cause is an absolute unwillingness, especially in progressive cities, which is virtually all cities, for the police to enforce the law, and they don't do it because the political leaders no longer have their back, and they no longer have their back because when you arrest people who've actually committed the crimes, you end up arresting a lot of minority youth, male youth, and end up putting a lot of them in prison, and that had a lot of support in the minority community in the 1990s, but over time, as the numbers in jail piled up, the support for that evaporated.
Well, you talk about in your column, it's in the over at Real Clear Politics, about the Sister Soldier episode, where Bill Clinton, of all people, helped to break that association of Democrats as being soft on crime. Bill Clinton countered that in an encounter with a celebrity, with a rap singer, a hip-hop artist. Explain that story and why that ended up being so important.
Well, when Bill Clinton ran for president, one of the things that he knew he had to do was over overcome the idea that Democrats were soft on crime. And he did that in part by pointing out that as governor of Arkansas, he had not only been in favor of the death penalty, he'd actually imposed it while he was in power. Then in 1992, he's now president, there are the big riots in Los Angeles, and a black celebrity, a rapper named Sister Souljah, commented, if black people kill black people every day, and I'm quoting her, why not have a week and kill white people? Well, Bill Clinton saw that not only as an outrage, which it is, but as a moment to differentiate himself in a very clear way from those people. And the point of my article, and of course that was then part of these new crime laws that had support from progressives and from black leaders. Joe Biden was a critical person behind some of these laws. But now people have backed away from those for reasons I explained earlier. And I point out that in the midst of all this widespread disorder in the cities, there were riots, of course, after the George Floyd killing, statements that all police were like George Floyd's killer, that all police departments were systemically racist and the like. The Democrats held their national convention and said nothing about the riots, said a lot about systemic racism and so forth, which they've continued to say. And my point is that when you look at polling numbers, they show that some 80% of people are concerned, 88% of Americans are concerned about crime, 61% are very concerned. That's a moment that you might think a progressive Democratic administration would speak out, but Biden so far has said absolutely nothing. And when he went to New York, when he had a real opportunity, he had a mayor beside him, he had a DA there, Alvin Bragg, who's been extremely left-wing and said he wouldn't prosecute a lot of violent crimes. That was Biden's opportunity. That was Merrick Garland, who the attorney general who was with him, that was his opportunity. Neither of them said anything.
Well, again, and you're talking about a whole, and you list them in your piece, and it's very interesting, is the prosecuting attorneys, the district attorneys or chief prosecutors in Los Angeles, George Gascon, and San Francisco, Chesa Boudin, and Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, who's particularly notorious, Kim Fox in Chicago. All of these people have said they simply think that reining in the police is more important than reining in criminals. And that's a terrible position. It's a terrible position substantively and politically. And, of course, Biden could have gained greatly, and you're right when you think about it, in repeating his own Sister Souljah moment. In that meeting with Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, can you hang on for a few minutes more, Charles, to talk about Ukraine?
I would be delighted, as long as my home is safe.
Well, God willing. Well, again, you're in Chicago, so you're not in a city noted for its terrific safety and police work or prosecutorial work by Kim Fox at the moment. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be right back with Charles Lipson. The question becomes, what is the cost that Vladimir Putin pays for a potential invasion that could come as soon as Wednesday, they are now saying? And what kind of cost would there need to be to actually deter him? Or to maybe cut that invasion short. We will get to that and more with Professor Charles Lipson of the University of Chicago coming up.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Michael Medved Show, an honor to have on the show a fairly regular guest, Dr. Charles Lipson, who is a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago and a columnist of international standing and repute, who has written about a very relevant and obviously timely question, which is, what really happens if Russia invades Ukraine? Charles, briefly, what really does happen? And is it virtually inevitable at this point?
Well, I'm with Yogi Berra. It's hard to predict, especially about the future, but it certainly looks as if they not only have the troops in place, but the news from the last day has been that they put them into striking position. The German chancellor will be going to Moscow on Wednesday, or maybe it's Tuesday night, and only after he returns would I expect an attack to occur. But it doesn't look like Putin has sought an off-ramp, some of which have been offered to him. He's asked for far too much. In fact, things he knows he could not get. So it very well might be that he will strike. What I say, I list a series of things that we know would happen if he does engage in a strike, and I should say he's really got a choice between an all-out strike at the whole country or a strike at eastern Ukraine, which would give him a land bridge from Russia to Crimea, which he has already taken. So the most important things, the two most important things, would be, I think it would renew a Cold War. The West would be united, even if Germany was kind of reluctant. In fact, most of Europe would be reluctant to sanction Russia, but they would sanction Russia. It would strengthen NATO, not weaken it or divide it, as Putin had hoped. Russia would really be isolated. When the sanctions came in, they would be both financial and sanctions like cutting off the pipeline for gas, Nord Stream 2, that has not yet opened but would go to Germany. So the second consequence of that would be much, much higher energy prices. And in fact, I've just written a piece, not yet published, but probably to be published in the next day, which would say this would actually put a tremendous pressure on Joe Biden to choose between the green energy wing of his party and the majority of voters who will want something done to bring down energy prices.
And that something to be done would be enthusiastic development of domestic energy sources by the United States?
Well, yes, exactly, except that Biden couldn't do it enthusiastically. They would try to do as much of it under the table as they could. But the idea would be, look, there would be a huge shortfall in global energy supplies, and the United States would be in a position to help meet that, so would Saudi Arabia and perhaps others. But the United States has really, under the Biden administration, has really put the squeeze on a lot of this production, especially both with regulations that generally apply and with specific rules about public lands and offshore drilling and all the rest. And there would be tremendous pressure to reverse that. Now, Biden would immediately release some oil reserves from the strategic petroleum reserve, but that's just a Band-Aid. That would have no real impact. It would just look like he's doing something. But I think he would be in a hard fix. But to me, in a way, that's not the big point. The big point is that this would be the largest war in Europe since the Nazis invaded Poland in September of 1939. And it would indicate, as Putin's invasion of Georgia and Crimea indicated, that he is unwilling to accept the basic territorial settlement that emerged after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989-91. That was considered a kind of fixed settlement. He has decided it's threatening to his regime. We can talk about why that might be, but he has decided he is willing to challenge that, and he's willing to challenge it militarily, and the West will not accept that. By the same token, they don't want to get into a fighting war with him. The biggest risk there, I think, could be a widespread cyber war, which he could launch.
What about the goal here? I was speaking earlier to Anna Borchevskaya, who writes for a think tank in Washington,
right.
about whether he would be satisfied with taking the Donbass and Donetsk and the two pieces of Ukraine that are most accessible to him. She thought that was far more likely, because if he actually attempts to liquidate Ukraine as an independent nation and to make it again the equivalent of a Soviet Socialist Republic as it was for, 60 years, and before that as a province of the Tsar's Empire,
right.
If he really attempts to take the whole country, including Kyiv, there would probably be substantial resistance, no?
That's exactly what I say. He would put up a puppet government there, but I don't think that they could field enough forces to keep down local resistance. Make no mistake, the Russian army is powerful enough to take the country in the initial storm, but it would be like taking Baghdad in the second Iraq war. The issue is not can you knock down the government that's already there, but can you stand up one that will persist without your having to prop it up with your own soldiers who would be coming back in body bags. So he of course remembers what happened to the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, and that must be on his mind. But the West, even if he just tries to take eastern Ukraine, I think, and form a land bridge, he's met a lot of resistance there. He would meet more, and that could divide the West about whether to apply the full range of financial and other economic sanctions. So it's a possibility.
Right now, there's a question about who is actually going to be speaking for the United States. And I think even as we speak, Vice President Harris, unfortunately, is winging her way to Munich, where there is an international conference previously scheduled. And I guess she'll take care of the war in Ukraine just like she took care of the crisis at the border. For all of those crises, there's terrific writing by Charles Lipson, which you can read, access at michaelmedved.com. Professor Lipson, let's hope we have better things, happier things to talk about. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An update to the tensions going on between Russia and Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States military is ready if Vladimir Putin decides to invade the Ukraine.
Our contribution to the NATO response force, should it be called, should it be activated, they'll be ready to go. We continue to see him advance his readiness and improve his capabilities and provide himself more options should he decide to take military action in Ukraine.
The Russian buildup continues with over 100 130,000 troops stationed at the three borders to Ukraine. And the jury has now been seated in the federal trial of three white Georgia men charged with hate crimes stemming from the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was out for a jog in 2020 when he was chased and gunned down. The 16 jurors, including four alternates, were impaneled this morning following a lengthy selection process that started on February 7. Remember, you can stay updated at usaradio.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved show, there has been an eventful weekend and maybe, just maybe, a beginning of a resolution of the stall, the blocking of bridges, the damages to the economy that were going on with the so-called Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, which, by the way, is now spread to other parts of what's called the Anglosphere of English-speaking countries, one of the most functional, actually most admirable countries in the world, and I think, honestly, Canada is one of them. But another one, New Zealand, also having a very bitter confrontation. We will get to that, but first, update from Canada. We are...
Anyway.
Well, the news in Canada was that they may not be able to help us avert a Russian invasion, but apparently the military has been called off the job, at least temporarily. Prime Minister Trudeau, going into the weekend, commented on the possibility of military action. Here is what the Prime Minister had to say. Clip 12.
I've been very, very clear that using military forces against civilian populations in Canada or in any other democracy is something to avoid having to do at all costs. That's why The solution right now is focused on police forces enforcing the laws that exist, protecting public order in the way that they are trained to do. We are a long way from ever having to call in the military, although, of course, we have to be ready for any eventuality, but it is not something we are seriously contemplating at this time.
Okay, well, that's good. And they did call in police. They did call in, actually, some tow trucks that refused to cooperate in terms of towing away some of the trucks. But they at least succeeded in opening the bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. And that's a good thing because so much of the America's foreign trade is with Canada and goes right across that bridge. And again, none of this is good for anyone's economy. The tense standoff at the Ambassador Bridge linking Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, eased somewhat early in the day when the Canadian police persuaded demonstrators to move the trucks they had used to barricade the entrance to the busy international crossing. Okay, in New Zealand, it's a very different situation. And I was stunned to hear this developing and not figuring out what was going to happen and why it was developing. But at least some of the Canadian truckers, some of the people who were demonstrating and blockading things, even though they may have retreated somewhat, they certainly haven't retreated with their desire to add an anthem to their collection of protest tools. It's a classic anthem. They were singing this, and it sounded, well, it sounded just like this. Okay, I mean, I guess that's an affirmative ballot. And are they really the world? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The in New Zealand, here's a story. Some countries might send in a riot squad to dispense trespassing protesters. In New Zealand, authorities turned on the sprinklers, and they turned on Barry Manilow. Listen.
We keep the feelings warm, protect them from the storm, until our time arrives.
The story behind this is that initial moves to try to flush out several hundred protesters who have been camped on Parliament's grassy grounds since Tuesday have had little effect. The protesters who have been voicing their opposition to coronavirus vaccine mandates responded to the soaking from the sprinklers by digging trenches and installing makeshift drain pipes to divert the water. When a downpour hit Saturday, their numbers only grew. Protesters brought in bales of straw, which they scattered on the increasingly sodden ground at Parliament. Some shouted, others danced, and one group performed an indigenous Maori haka. By evening, the Parliament Speaker, Trevor Mallard, had come up with a new plan to make the protesters uncomfortable, using a sound system to blast out vaccine messages and decades-old Barry Manilow songs and the 1990s earworm hit Macarena. Only on repeat loop. Remember how Al Gore was associated with Macarena? Protesters responded by playing their own tunes, including Twisted Sisters, "We're Not Gonna Take It." Protest began when a convoy of trucks and cars drove to Parliament from around the nation, inspired by similar protests in Canada. At first, there were more than 1,000 protesters, but that number dwindled as the week wore on before growing again on Saturday. Police have been taking a more hands-off approach since Thursday, when they arrested 122 people and charged many of them with trespassing or obstruction. Police who've been wearing protective vests but haven't been using riot gear or carrying guns had tried to slowly advance on the protesters, but that resulted in a number of physical confrontations. A video went viral showing two female officers briefly dragging a naked woman by her hair from amid a scuffle. In a response to questions, New Zealand police said they did not remove the woman's clothing, as some people had claimed online, and that she had been naked for some time before her arrest. Police also said the images and videos didn't provide the full context of the protest activity or the situation that police faced. What's incredible is I was wondering, everything you hear about New Zealand is that they had this very effective response to COVID-19. How effective? It's a nation of 5 million. They've had 53 COVID deaths nationwide. Nation of 5 million, 53 deaths. You'd think you'd be pretty grateful about that. We'll be right back.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved Show, a great time for you with the world moving so quickly with so many different items of history that we have just spoken about even today regarding Ukraine, regarding the Sister Soldier Bill Clinton campaign of 1992 when he got elected president. And by the way, following terrible riots in Los Angeles, they weren't nationwide riots. Like we experienced in the summer of 2020. But with all of that going on, get some of the background, get some of the perspective. You have access to over 9,000 hours to download free on demand. This show going back many, many years. I don't expect anybody to listen to all 9,000 hours, but it's there if you want it. And also, the history programs from the Medved History Store, which are often highly relevant to what we're going through. All of that is available free to download whenever you want it, to stream it whenever you want it. And the show itself, live, can be the same day if it's later in the day, if that works for you better. And again, all free for a MedHead membership, a MedHead Plus membership, which is 22 cents a day. Check it out at our website at michaelmedved.com. By the way, the death rate for COVID, and we do follow this, obviously it's important, it's vastly less, which is why there is all this pressure right now about and success in terms of loosening, at the very least, if not abolishing, mask mandates all over the country, including in blue states, particularly in blue states. The February 13th, yesterday, there were only 472 deaths in the United States. You can say, well, that's still almost 10 times as many as New Zealand in 2 years, but we're a much bigger country. And that compares to 3,372 a year ago. So there is a dramatic drop in the coronavirus deaths, and like any other good news, that should be celebrated. What is decidedly not good news, and in fact is shocking, is an all-clear was issued today, Monday, at Howard University, following another bomb threat. It's the first bomb threat to Howard the fourth bomb threat at Howard University since early January, which is extraordinary. Howard University, of course, one of the nation's oldest and most prestigious HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. Students and employees had been instructed to stay indoors until officials determined the campus was safe. The university tweeted around 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time that D.C. and campus police had issued an all-clear. It comes amid several other bomb threats targeting historically black colleges and universities since January 4th. At least two dozen different campuses, 24, said they have been threatened. Bombs have not been found at any of the locations so far, officials said. Howard, one of the nation's largest HBCUs, has been targeted on four separate occasions, January 4th, January 31st, February 1st, and today. The FBI has launched an investigation into the threats and on February 2nd said as many as six juveniles are suspected to be involved. Bomb threats were also made against eight D.C. public high schools and charter schools. Last week, authorities said they did not find anything hazardous at the schools, but D.C. police said last week two teenagers have been arrested in connection with the incidents. And wouldn't it be appropriate, even though, thank God, nobody has been hurt, no bombs have been exploded, no bombs have been found, but wouldn't it be appropriate that that when they arrest these juveniles, if it is juveniles, that they have severe and serious punishment? Because if you think of the police resources, the lost educational time, and, you know, people make sacrifices to go to college, and often their families make sacrifices. And the idea that this is just going to be treated as a joke or a gag or something of that order, it's a terrible situation. Speaking of terrible situation, there's also the problem of inflation, which everybody feels. I mean, you go to the market, you can't not feel it. It's very much there. It's there regarding gas, and with the situation with Russia and the pending violence there, the idea of the cost of gas going up very substantially could harm substantially, literally, all American families. And George Stephanopoulos was speaking about inflation with Nancy Pelosi, of course, leader of the Democrats in Congress. And Speaker Pelosi said this. This is clip three.
Let's talk about the situation here at home. Families are feeling a hit from the highest inflation in 40 years right now, costing the average American family about $275 a month. What can Congress do right now to bring those costs down?
Well, let me just talk about the inflation thing, because people are saying, well, what we're spending is causing inflation. The fact that people have jobs always contributes to an increase in inflation, and that's a good thing. But inflation is not a good, you know, we have to contain
it. Wages are not keeping up with prices.
That's right.
Okay. The idea that she's trying to make inflation a good thing, that's going to be a tough sell. And this is going to be a tough sell as well. She said this about the Build Back Better bill. That's Biden's budget-busting Build Back Better bill. Listen.
It's important to note this about the BBB. The BBB is a deficit reduction bill. It's a bill that, and some people say, when you increase the national debt, you increase inflation.
Okay. It's, again, it's not just increasing the inflation. And by the way, the Congressional Budget Office said that the Build Back Better bill would, in fact, unquestionably add to both the deficit and to the national debt. And the idea that it wouldn't is preposterous. One of the problems with all of this is that what happens when you have inflation? When you have inflation, then the Federal Reserve, and they've announced that they're going to be doing this, makes a determination that they're going to raise interest rates, because that's really the only reliable way you have to work against inflation, is raising interest rates. And raising interest rates on a budget of a national debt of $30 trillion means you're paying a lot more interest than you would have paid a couple of years ago when it was still down at $20 trillion. Because all that money has to have interest paid on it. And where does that come from? Other than creating more money. And so now you have more money sloshing around in the system. And so that money is used for increased prices for everything from bread to gasoline to shoes to whatever else you get. We had the Super Bowl, of course. Or do we still command it to say the big game? And because you're not supposed to say Super Bowl without their permission and without making some more money on it. I hope we're going to have some time, because we do have some of the highlights in the ways of not the game, but of the ads, which is the other game, which is an even more expensive game. But Super Bowl winners and losers, and this is actually the conclusion of Greg Tomlin, rock star Greg Tomlin, who watched the game carefully. Winners, obviously, Los Angeles Rams, congratulations. The halftime show, the Manning brothers featured in multiple commercials, the game itself, which was mostly apolitical. And losers, Cincinnati Bengals, of course, mask mandates. Nobody was masked in a crowd of about 70,000 people. And the commercials were not that funny. But we will get to that. And we will also get to losing Trump fever. Is Trump fever going down? That's what we are going to debate in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.